Hello, so this is the last episode of the Jack Track that'll be on the Dwayne Twain feed. Make sure to follow the Jack Track feed on your podcasting app, the Jack Track, and enjoy. Make sure to give us a 5 stars. Give us the 5 stars. Tell your friends, tell your mum about it. Thank you. Back to the show. Welcome back. I was about to say something else about it's the Jack Track. Chicka 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 chicka. What do we
That
do?
was not the start of the episode, was it?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Yeah, let's go. Woo! I missed it. I'm
Jack
here.
Movies, so right?
Back chugga, aboard chugga, the Jack
chugga,
Track.
Chugga, 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 Jack Track.
Oh, God.
Chugga Chiwoo.
What do we watch this week, Will? Don't break
Good
down
answer.
On me now. You started the episode. You can't leave me out to
I think he might just be having trouble. Like, what are you... Will?
All right.
He's here. What are we
Welcome back aboard the Jack Track.
Fucking, I hate you so much. Welcome back.
Woo woo!
World
Welcome
fake
aboard the
no,
Jack Track.
Stop it! Which one is real?
What's real? Welcome back aboard the Jack Track. What's the Jack Track? The Jack Track is where we watch and review every Jack Black movie.
He doesn't even need us.
In release order.
Yeah, it is. It is, and sometimes we start the episode 4 times just to mess with Joe.
What?
It's true.
No. And you may. I'm Will.
good, strong first impression.
I'm joined by.
Joe.
I'm Joel. I almost said Joe.
Every time.
Yeah, but like most of the time, I'm just like being annoying and like pissing people off. But like, I actually. Just went to say my own name, but then was like, yeah, my name's Joe.
I'm Joe.
My name, fun fact, is not Joe. It's Joel with a
If you want to get from me to Joel, you take me and then you hold an L.
You know, I was speaking to our accountant the other day.
And,
you know, because finally we've got Whale Studio Business back in our own hands. And then we're finally, you know, we're left to do what we meant to do. We just make excellent podcasts like the Dwayne Twain and the Jack Track,
watched by millions of people.
Woo woo,
woo woo. But he said that he thinks it might be a mole in the building. There might be someone who's leaking information to the Chinese government.
Oh, I thought you meant like the star-nosed guy who like burrows around.
I was gonna say that's Joel. He's the one burrowing around in the basement.
Oh. That's weird.
Wait, wait, Joel, you said star nose guy, is it an actual mole or is it a man with a star nose mask on?
Have you ever met a real person? Or
I mean, we keep him in the basement all the time, so maybe he hasn't.
Like, you know,
you must have actually. You must have met somebody.
Jesus?
I met that guy that one time.
That's really thank you so much for your.
Do you remember when we had that guy as a guest on the podcast?
When we met Dwayne and we did a whole episode, but then we lost the recording. Yeah,
and then we lost the recording. Yeah.
And we got so excited that we just done the recording software.
Oh,
and then
it was so much as well. We drowned it.
Yeah,
we drowned crazy. That hard drive.
Our accountant, speaking of the accountant, he wasn't happy because he was like, that recording software cost $2 million. And we were like, why?
Just write it off. Write it off.
He was like, oh, it was the Dwayne episode. So I had it, you know, printed with gold.
And I'm pretty sure you just said, oh, let's write off the tax returns. That's fine.
We actually reverse engineered a vibrator to work backwards to record vibrations into audio.
Wow.
That's called a microphone.
What? Yeah, like. Have you ever thought about how like microphones and speakers are the same thing, but with the power going in a different direction?
As someone who studied the circuits of both of them in university, no, I had no idea.
Well, like you think about it, it's just one of them is recording the vibration, where the other
it
one
is
just
true.
Feeding that vibration
back. They
are back.
Literally the same circuit and apparatus, just
reversed. You can like that. You can just
you can use one.
You can you can make a speaker into a microphone.
Yep, I've done it.
It's not a good quality one, but...
Oh, it sucks,
so
but you can do it.
Is Jim the accountant... Was he on about a mole problem as in, like, mole animals? Or was he on about, like, someone's feeding information to the Chinese government? I don't know.
It's difficult to tell because we did make Jim also in charge of pest control.
Yeah, well, you know.
Well, he had a degree in both, so.
It was good.
Are we going to waste it?
No.
No.
Exactly.
I mean, speaking of someone who has a biological degree and is now studying to be an accountant, it's not that uncommon to have a degree in both.
Who's this person he's meeting, Joel?
I'd like to
meet them. It's not great.
I don't know. He's some guy.
Some guy. So, is it the guy with the star nose mask in the basement?
I it's hard to tell whether it's a guy with a star nose mask or a real mole, and that's because of the fumes down here. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It's like one, they visibly I can't see through them, and two, I'm just incredibly high the whole time.
Oh, right.
Yeah, Joel, I'm sorry about that. We could fix it.
Yeah. We could.
That's
Do you ever worry what that movie like, there's another guy in the basement? We just don't know.
I assume that there is multiple guys on here that I just don't know about.
It's just stacks of paperwork everywhere, so you really can't. It's like
a maze down there.
Yeah.
It's a labyrinth.
And the thing is, I don't know where the paperwork comes from. Right? It's there. So you come down personally to drop it off?
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about how the combination of the piles of paper and the fumes in the enclosed space means that you're one spark away from explosive death?
I think about that at least 20 times a minute, yeah.
Maybe more. Maybe.
That's quite a lot.
Would be good. Mm. What movie did you watch, Joel?
We watched Shallow Hal 2001? 2002?
Yeah, wow, that was so...
This was the... I watched the first
2001.
One. I watched the 2001st one in the series.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, Jack Black didn't enter the franchise until 2000 movies in. Yeah.
He's a late
He's
game.
Not quite as Shallow Hal anymore.
I'm very
And then weirdly, the third one, very
movie.
Shallow. Very Shallow Hal. Like, what happened there?
He backtracked a bit. But it's like here's my surface thoughts about this movie. Like okay. So I thought about going into this as someone who has seen this movie before, but like I watched it like as a child, like probably way before anyone should have watched this movie.
Yeah.
And my idea of this movie is it's gonna have a good message, but it's going to be very, very problematic. And my takeaway after watching it is that it has a good message realistically through it, and it wasn't quite as problematic as I thought it was going to be.
I thought it would be worse. It was still...
Yeah.
There were definitely some jokes that should not have been in there.
The message was very much undercut by the distasteful jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also I don't know. The kind of stance the movie has on like universal beauty is a little
it's
implied that like some people are just ugly, like heavily implies throughout the movie that there's some people in the world who just no one will find attractive, which is pretty fucked up.
It means well.
It does mean well. That's why I don't hate it so much. I can tell it does mean well,
I think it is, but I think it's got some fundamentally. Like the simplified thoughts about just how people are portrayed online.
Yeah, but it was 2001.
Yeah,
you can't go too complex. And honestly, I think that my biggest complaints about this movie aren't about the content, which I was not expecting.
No, what is it?
I don't know. Well, not to jump straight ahead, but I found parts of it very boring.
I can see that.
And also, I just don't know if this movie knows what it is, because it markets itself as a romantic comedy, but there wasn't a lot of comedy in it. The jokes in there were mainly just the distasteful ones that pop in every now and then.
Yeah.
It wasn't very funny. And then, I don't know, it also just doesn't have that good of drama elements either.
I thought it had some decent drama moments, but it wasn't like amazing. Yeah.
There's some good of each and some bad of each.
If this counts as it being like effective or not, but I felt very uncomfortable a lot of the time with
I was watching it on my computer, and when it got to certain parts, I just walked to the other side of the room and stayed dead in a corner.
I very almost didn't finish the movie when it came to the scene where I could tell that he was about to meet Rosemary for the first time without the hypnosis or whatever on. I could tell that scene was going to be fucking horrible, and I very almost just closed the movie because I just didn't want to watch it.
An interesting thing about that, about like how Rosemary's portrayed, is that Gwyneth Paltrow has actually spoke out about how awful she felt wearing the, you know, the fat suit and the makeup, because of how people looked at her while she was wearing it, and like how that like opened her eyes to this kind of thing.
Yeah, Gwyneth Paltrow's pretty. It's weird that the direction she's eventually took with like whole approach to food and diet compared with this, because isn't it like she's just like a bone broth and shit?
She's a fucking wacko vagina therapy or something.
Yeah, was she the one who sold her candles scented like her vagina?
Yeah, that's her. Okay. Yeah.
She seems so normal in this.
She seems so normal.
She seems normal in a lot.
I guess
of
that's
things.
She's like, a good actor.
Yeah. She's a little cuckoo pants in real life.
Yeah, this wasn't another thing I want to talk about Jack Black in this. His hair, I didn't like him.
Oh, I didn't like his hair at all.
That's getting down to the important issues.
I don't know what was going on with it exactly, but it was bad.
It was too short.
Yes,
he needs that like medium length hair.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Because it's not bad like a dude. It's just not very flattering to short hair. It's just medium hair is the perfect length for him.
Well, to be fair, they were trying to, like, a good point of this movie was that he was supposed to be ugly.
He was supposed to not be like a you know, crazy attractive person, and it's like...
He was supposed to be, at least people. Medium ugly.
Oh, and that's the thing that's what I was trying to think of, really. What I didn't like about was that, like, as soon as he just, like, because... If you haven't seen Shallow Hal, the concept is he's hypnotized by Tony Robbins, which I didn't know was a thing until I watched this. It was a guy until I watched this movie. He was an influential speaker, isn't he, or something? Motivational speaker. Because he's very superficial, and it's a weird origin with his dad.
We can talk about that later.
Yeah, and the old idea is that he doesn't... judge people by the external looks. He judges how he looks at them is how they are, like the personality. Yeah. But
he's enchanted to see see people with their quote unquote beauty, like modified by how nice they are inside.
Yeah,
which is weird because most people in his life don't look any different.
I was gonna say, it's very fortunate that his best friend is exactly as beautiful on the inside as on the outside.
Yeah, it's and like Jill is supposed to be. She's obviously very attractive, so she's also just a very good person as well, I guess, because she's still just as attractive.
She isn't a good person, though.
I mean,
no, she's not. She knows that he's like seen someone, and she like actively is like, "Yeah, cool."
That was such a weird plot.
That's true. Yeah,
it was. I didn't like that. It felt very forced.
That plot was exactly right. It was forced to cause drama between him, between the main characters, because then she would think he's on a date, but actually he wasn't. Well, he kind of was, but then he decided not to fuck her.
It
was a close call, though.
Yeah. I think the movie just picks and chooses which people are affected and which ones aren't. Yeah.
It does.
Because I didn't know it also negative affected people until seeing his friend's girlfriend.
Is it nurse?
The nurse, yeah.
Yeah.
Because until it was revealed that she was actually really pretty in real life, I didn't know that it was working in reverse as well. But then also it's like, so it does work on, so maybe it's like, oh, maybe it only works on girls because he's only attracted to girls,
but it does work on guys as well.
But then those guys that she was in the Peace Corps with, it works on them, but it doesn't work on his boss, but it works on his boss's wife. Like,
yeah.
It's very confusing.
It's very much bothered me looking at the poster of the movie, and they've like photoshopped the shit out of Gwyneth Paltrow. But I guess that's
they really have.
Yeah. It's strange because why?
She's already attractive.
Yeah, she's already like a bombshell.
You don't need
she's
to
just
do
like
anything.
A conventionally attractive woman. Like, I don't understand why you need to make her waist. It's so weird because they've like maybe I don't know if they've like I can't tell if they've made her shoulders slightly bigger so her waist they've like narrowed her waist so it looks like she'll snap if you push her.
There's something wrong with it.
And they've like enhanced her tits.
She looks like Widowmaker.
Yeah, she does actually.
There's no room for Anton Logan's.
Oh my god. I did. I like. Yeah. Like I said earlier, for many, like, there was two moments where I was like, oh my god, I gotta watch this. I just stood in the corner of my room, staring in the corner.
Wow, yeah, so
the awkwardness of the scene.
Most of, like, that awkwardness for me came from, like, not watching the scene, knowing that what we're seeing and what the main character, who's, like, you know, our vessel for the movie, whatever, is seeing, isn't actually what everyone else is seeing. That made so many scenes so uncomfortable for me to watch.
Yeah.
It was the, like, the restaurant scene that made me just...
Oh, the restaurant. The That's the one I almost paused and I almost stopped watching the movie on.
I was like, oh my god, this is the worst.
We talk about how, like, two of the ways that we see that her size shown is through her breaking chairs in restaurants. Like, oh. I'm pretty sure that...
multiple times.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that doesn't happen to overweight people in real life.
Yeah, I think that hilarious. Generally chairs are designed to hold... it's not very hard to make a chair that can hold, like, a lot more than the average human weight, so people just kind of do that.
Yeah, I bet most chairs can hold, you know, enough weight that the majority of people can sit in them without breaking them.
Yes. And she's not even doing, like, it's not... And she, all right, this is really pedantic, but it doesn't break when she sits down on it, which is when the most force is applied. It breaks, like, after, when she's completely still. If it was going to break, it would break the moment she put her weight on it, because that's when she actually, you know what, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. It's just one of those distasteful.
It's one of those things. Yeah. There were, and I looked into, like, the people who directed the movie, the Farrelly brothers, and apparently, according to a lot of the trivia and, like, user reviews I've seen, they have, like, a track record for making movies that have a lot more of those kind of jokes in them. And people were upset that there weren't enough of those in this movie. Basically, there's two kinds of bad review of this movie. There's the point we're making, and there's people who are like, it should have been more.
Oh, these guys directed Dumb and Dumber. I had no idea.
Yeah, they did.
I suppose it was that kind of time where, like, fat jokes were a big thing in quote-unquote comedy of the time. There was that Eddie Murphy movie where he plays, like, the whole family. And also the movie where he plays his own wife.
There was. God. The 2000s were a strange time.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my god, one of these people directed The Green Book, you know, or just Green Book, that Oscar winning movie.
Wow.
What? Yeah, one of these people won an Oscar?
Eddie Murphy has done a lot of, like, a comedy, quote unquote, that is just making fun of fat people. He did Nutty Professor, Norbit.
Yeah, when you watch a lot of, like, comedy from this era, it is just offensive caricatures of people who aren't considered normal at the time.
It's a
surprising amount of it.
Yeah. I really didn't like his friend. I didn't really... Mario.
The Seinfeld guy.
The Seinfeld Mauricio. Guy? Yeah.
Yeah, he was an awful human being.
He was awful. I don't really think he got any better.
He's supposed to have that redeeming thing later in the movie, but I don't think it really works.
No, I don't think it's enough. The only thing that redeemed him for me personally is that every time someone said his name, I was like, Maurizio, the meme. I cannot move it anymore.
Wait, sorry, can we just 2 cents. Not pause the recording, but just break for a second. I just need to run and do something. Really sorry.
All right, whoever's editing, keep this in. Everyone.
I'll be right back. I'll be back as fast as possible.
Let's feel that's what he's doing.
Quick wank.
It could be a quick wank.
Mm-hmm. Could be.
He's not a 3 second Joe, though, is he? So
it could be one. We can't all be built like me.
We're not all heroes.
Not all heroes wear capes, some wear condoms.
some shoot so fast, it's kind of like a bullet.
If I was a cowboy in the Wild West, I would win every duel with my penis.
I was talking to a friend a long time ago, I was saying, imagine being a sniper, but, like, it was, you come, and that's you snipe, that's how you snipe.
Well, yeah, you've got, like, a penis-powered sniper rifle, you come down the rifle, and that projects the bullet.
Yeah, like, oh, jeez. Shit, miss, give me 5 minutes.
I'm willing to bet there's an anime that's done something like that. That sounds like it could have happened. I mean, like, snipers do, like, professional snipers, I've seen, like, videos of ex-US military talking about it, they go to an extreme to not move. Like, they will just shit and piss where they lie. Because they have to just lie there hours, motionless, wait for the right moment, and they wear diapers and just shit in them. while they're waiting to take the shot.
Jesus.
So coming while you're sniping is not too outlandish, I guess. You know, you're like, hey bro, I've been holding down this angle for 3 days. Could you jet me off? I can't move.
I've got blue balls.
It's not gay. We're in the military.
Blue.
Lots of people in the military are gay. Spoiler.
It's okay as well. It's okay to be gay.
Yeah, it's fine. I don't know if you need to hear this or not.
You've heard it on a podcast. It's okay now.
That means it's true. You can validate yourself. Not that you should have needed to. Go tell your dad that he's wrong about the Bible.
Unless he's right. When we change his
feet, unless he's wrong. Unless he's like a chill Christian who actually just uses like the do good to other people stuff.
Yeah.
But most of them aren't. You know, the ones who are outspoken, that is.
Bunch of them are freaks.
This segment's getting away from me a bit.
What?
I don't know if this is. None of this is staying in. Why am I putting
it? I'm pretty sure this is all staying just... in.
Oh, gosh. This is staying in. Who's editing this, Will? You can tell me. Joel's not in.
It's me.
It's you? Okay. This is staying in then.
For the first podcast we ever did, there's something like this happened where, like, Lauren disconnected. And we were just chatting amongst each other. And I was like, do an impression of Lauren.
Oh, that always goes well.
Yeah, and he did it. And it was terrible, but I don't remember what it was.
It's a shame that we can't just keep talking about our Earth popping the magma theory, because there's so much like context from before we started.
I mean, we could explain it.
We could explain it. Oh, yeah. All right. So, hello, everybody. I have a degree in physics, and I'm here to tell you if you dig deep enough in the earth and get to the magma, it'll come out like when you uncork a wine bottle, and the force will push the earth. So if you want a warm summer, do that shit facing away from the sun.
Yeah, because it'll break you. It'll
push you closer,
slightly closer. Yeah,
but don't make too big a hole, because the earth will deflate like a balloon.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be some. You need to do some kind of calculation with the width of the hole. What a radius of the hole.
There's a critical threshold of hole width.
Yeah.
Hole area that will cause the
earth
to
bend. And you
don't
want
to
go... Yeah. And you just be careful, like, what time of day it is as well, because, you know...
Mm. Also, make sure you have a comically large cork to fill up the hole when you're done.
Yeah, make sure it's
comically large plug would
also
work.
Yeah.
Yeah, it needs to be, like, at least a bit heat resistant, because magma's, like, kind of
get a rubber one, then.
Yeah, you put a giant rubber over the hole.
Well, okay, yeah.
I mean, if it stops cum, that's a warm liquid. It can stop magma.
How hot is your cum?
Well, I cum in 3 seconds, canonically, as we know, so there's a lot of friction going on there.
Yeah.
That generates heat.
Yeah, because of the speed.
I mean, maybe it's a mistake to, like, have... one of the main, like, funny monikers I go by on my only presence on the internet be 3 second show. Maybe that's not a good image.
What about if I just bleep it every time? Maybe
that's even worse. Oh no, that you can't just bleep that. They'll be like, what the fuck is he saying? That's so bad. Say some heinous shit on this.
Don't worry,
bleep that.
When he says he's just saying something racist. It's just, don't worry about it.
It's not right. He's not sexually impotent. He's just bigoted. This is going to be the longest two-man stretch on a podcast ever.
I believe this is the rest of the podcast.
Whole podcast now. Joel's not coming back.
This has been a fucking mess.
It's been a disaster. There's so much from before the recording that people listening won't fucking know about. That's weird as well.
I couldn't start the podcast. I couldn't remember the life of me what we did for this, what we've been doing for the past two episodes.
We were still arguing about who was editing it after we started recording. This is a mess. This is a fucking mess.
We didn't even send the one-line summary.
Oh, Jesus. We haven't.
It's half an hour into the record.
All right, well, start thinking of yours now. When Joel comes back, we'll pretend like we just remembered it, and we both just do, like, a really good one off the cuff, like we just thought of it.
I don't think I've done a good one ever.
I don't know how many good ones I've done. They're not easy. You know, you'd think after literal years of doing this, I'd learn to, like, think about them and think we're good on beforehand, but I never, ever do. I've never done that once. I think, apart from, like, maybe the first episode, because I was worried about it, and then after that I was like, fuck it, I'll just do it on the fly. Screw it.
Every time.
Yeah.
On another podcast I listen to, not another D&D podcast, they introduce them, like, they introduce themselves and go, well, the DM will be like, I'm joined by such and such, and they'll be like, and oh, no, it's my character's name, and then they'll do
A little impression of the character, that's nice.
Just right. a little rhyme. But they do a new one each time, and then like they say how much pressure it is.
Oh, a limerick.
Yeah, basically.
That's a lot of pressure to come up with that every time.
They come up with one every time. But apart from one of them managed to like get away with it, not doing one for 100 episodes, because their character would just say their name, and that'll be it.
Nice.
I knew a two would come up with one, but then they
started
joining.
It's what my character would do.
I'm back. Sorry about that.
Hello.
Jesus, Joel. We're dying here.
Cut back in. Yeah, I'm not there.
We just sat in silence until you came back.
Yeah.
I didn't talk about you once. What?
Yeah, we didn't. Well, we wrapped up the review and then we sat in silence.
Right, makes sense.
Yeah.
We also had a quick talk over the meaning of life. I think we figured it out, but I won't bore you with the details. We'll get back to the.
That's okay. I don't need to know.
It's not worth it.
Oh, we're still recording, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
What's your online summary?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, fuck, I didn't think of that.
That wasn't my idea, definitely.
What's yours? You guys have had time.
We've already done it.
Yeah,
what do you mean you've already done it?
We've already done it.
You weren't here!
I thought we were going to cut around this.
No, we ain't cutting shit, buddy. This is an uncircumcised episode.
That is so good.
Okay.
we actually had some good talking points in there. We were talking about using a giant condom to stop the lightning flow on the earth. That's a good one.
Okay, here's my online summary, and that is I love this movie, but only because I've been hypnotized to see movies as much deeper than they actually are.
Wow. That's actually a really good online summary for this movie. I give you A+.
B+. No, A minus.
A minus. That's a big difference from a C+.
I give you A+.
Oh, wow. That's high praise.
Okay,
that's high praise right
it.
There.
I'll give it B+. Plus.
What do you mean? You tried to round out my curve?
I would never round out your curves, Joel. They're beautiful.
Is a B+ the same amount of points as an A-?
No, they're different.
No.
Are they really?
Why would
they have both if they were the same?
Well, it's like.
Why would
it's
you
like,
write even one?
No, it's like how C sharp is the same as D flat, you know?
Yeah, but that's like music notation.
It could be.
There's actual music theory reasons for that.
I get them, but they're dumb. Like.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to fight you on that because they're annoying, but there's a reason.
Is this Jack Black's main? His first leading role.
I guess so.
I think he got like the title of starred in for Saving Silverman, but yeah. I don't think you could call him the lead actor.
Yeah, he wasn't. I think this is the first one where he's unambiguously the lead.
Hmm.
So my one side summary is Jack Black's first leading role, but he ain't bringing the Jack. That much.
Wow.
Yeah, thanks.
I'll give you a B-.
Oh, that's nice. It's a B.
C-.
Oh.
Oof.
Oh.
It was really nice of you to repeat that for Joel.
Yeah. But no, it's your turn because you didn't say one, Joe.
No, I said mine when Joel
no,
was gone.
You didn't. No,
no, I did. No, I did it when you were gone as well.
Oh, okay. I wondered why I passed up for a second.
It's the tranquilizer dart. It'll do that to you.
Oh, you tracked me? That's nice.
I jack-tracked you.
You jacked me?
I jacked you? I jacked what? You. No, that's not.
Did you jack him then trank him or trank him then jacking? Because one of them is more problematic than the other.
How about... Alright. We'll have a quick reset. We'll come back in. We're all just going to move down a floor of the building.
I'll take the stairs. Will you take the elevator, Joel? You dig a new floor.
I have to dig. It's going to take me a little longer than you guys.
Well, okay.
Yeah, we'll reconvene when we move down.
It'll be all right. You'll be quick, right? Just make us just enough room. We'll sort out later, but you just get enough room for your
just
mic
make a Joel
size
Joel plus microphone sized hole down there.
Yeah,
it's like in Minecraft, like on the first night where you just dig two holes.
Yeah, you
hole,
just dig down.
Yeah, dig down.
You do that. Okay, we're back in 10 minutes. You got 10 minutes. All
right. Oh, I'm gonna wank 60 times.
We're back. We're all back. Oh, how are you feeling,
I'm
Joel?
I'm confused.
Yeah.
Oh, what's up?
I honestly don't know how this episode is gonna happen. Oh, I don't know how this is being cut together. I don't understand what you guys.
I've got some great news for you, Joel. You're not editing it, so don't worry.
It's true. That's fine. It's not my issue, but I'm interested to see what's staying in and what's making
maybe
and what's
it's gonna
not.
Be like the Star Wars like original trilogy, where like all of the obstacles they had to overcome and the creative solutions they came up with made it like so good.
That's true.
Look, maybe it'll be shit.
You've got all those toxic fumes down there. We turned on the aircon. It just circulated throughout the entire building.
Yeah, it has also done the great thing of like spinning the fumes around in here. There are now like fume tornadoes.
Ooh,
wow.
We'll go for a ride.
Good thing you're in your little hole then.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. We were talking about the movie Shallow Hal, starring Jack Black
and Gwyneth
Paltrow.
We talked probably about 5 minutes of this 30-minute recording.
So, did you like the movie? Did you dislike the movie?
How are we only just asking this question?
I thought this movie was not good, but not bad.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought movie was bang average in terms of actual quality.
Yes.
I've got some poor questions to ask. So I'm going to say some words, and I want you guys to interpret what I'm describing the movie. And out of 10, give me the number what you think that word means. Okay, we'll start off with a simple one. Excellent.
Two.
Three?
Out of 10.
For excellent?
Excellent. Yeah,
excellent is different to good.
You're saying excellent is a 2 out of 10?
What were you saying?
I thought you were asking us to rate how excellent this movie was out of 10.
No.
Sorry.
I'm asking you to translate what it is to out of 10.
Okay, right. So excellent is clearly like a 8 out of 10.
Is this describing something in particular or just generally?
Just generally. Like, well, movies. Right. Movies.
9. Excellent, 9.
Okay.
Excellent, yeah, run that.
Bad.
Bad, 3.
Bad, 4.
Okay. Fine.
5.
6.
Maybe 4.5.
All right.
6.
4.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
I would say it's like it's all right if it wasn't very good.
If it was between 4.5 and 6, I'd say it's all right.
Okay. What about decent?
6.
6.5.
Okay. What so what...
This is a very strange game we're playing here.
I'm just curious. I was thinking to do that.
It's fine.
So what does that mean to you, Will? Out of 10, alright.
It's like a 5.5.
Alright, score's done.
So far, spoilers, yeah.
Well, I don't know, maybe it'll change. It will probably change during the like 2 minutes we talk about this movie.
Yeah, we're talking about a lot of other things.
Yeah.
I'm confused. Have we done a one-line summary yet?
Yeah, we did it. I noticed the fumes going in at all of you.
Are you okay down there, buddy?
I just don't know what's making it in and what isn't.
Just talk, monkey, and we'll
decide.
It's
me. Most of it's going in.
We're in.
You don't have to worry about that, Joel. You just spew words out your mouth.
You just
will
little pretty boy. Why do you smile and talk?
I'm looking at the poster and seeing that Gwyneth Paltrow got top billing for this movie.
Did she got top billing?
Yeah, which makes sense because
she was
definitely more of a star.
Actor,
yeah, she was like definitely had more star power at the time.
I don't know. I don't know Gwyneth Paltrow's career.
I think at the time
she was in Shakespeare's in Love.
She got a lot of notoriety for that one.
She was already
a big. I mean, that was after.
That was a little after.
That was a little bit after.
She definitely had a really big name for herself by 2000. A Talented Mr. Ripley, 7.
Am I tripping,
movies.
Or was she the white witch in Narnia, or was that somewhere else?
No, that was Tilda Swinton.
Okay.
You know Tilda, she works in our floor, didn't you know? Well, not our floor.
She what?
She works
friend
in
the
building.
Friend of the show, Tilda Swinton.
Yeah.
She's an intern here, yeah.
We have so many friends. She has more friends than I do.
Unpaid, obviously.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. I don't think she needs to cast, really. I think she's.
I mean, she was the Sorcerer Supreme. No, was she? Yeah, Sorcerer Supreme.
What?
In the Marvel.
In Doctor Strange.
Oh, right.
Hmm. Yeah, Doctor Strangelove and how I learned to stop caring about the bomb. Theorem. Yeah.
Whatever it's called. Or how I learned to love the Infinity Stones. We're not talking about the movie again. We're talking about random shit again. Oh, it's just like back when we first started and we didn't know the structure of these and they were all awful. I mean, they're still awful, but they were more awful. And we're doing it again. We don't know how to do this by now.
I feel like there's even quite a bit to talk about this movie. I don't know.
Yeah, we could have talked about so much by now. We just haven't.
What's something that stuck with you about this movie?
Okay. So apart from the visual of the guy's spine tail, which I don't think will ever leave my eyes.
Do you want to hear some fun trivia about that?
Okay.
I'd love to, Joel.
So Jason Alexander, the actor. Wearing the prosthetic to make that scene, like, gave him stretch marks that he's now carried for the rest of his life.
So he's quoted, a freak now.
He's quoted as saying, "It was really traumatic for me. I don't even get the joke. Why did he have a tail? It's not even funny. Just disgusting.
It's not funny.
True, and it was based, such a and stupid he's right.
Yep. I thought it was just like." The actor, I was like, what the fuck was with his head the entire time? And then like, it was actually a joke of the movie.
Yeah, I was like, oh my god.
I
felt kind of impressed by that as well, because the whole time, every time I was all head, I was like, what the fuck is wrong with him? And then,
it's so horrible to look at. It
terrible. I was staring at it every time he was in the screen.
Yeah. Those two at the beginning, just the worst. You know, the worst kind of people.
Oh, they're awful.
And then, like, people be like, oh, you've got a good heart, though, Jack Black. And it's like, I'm sorry.
We haven't seen that yet, you know?
Well, did he cut out the scene where he, like, saved an orphan or something?
It's interesting that in these movies, and I get why they do it, but, like, in these movies, nightclubs are always, like, there's, you know, maybe 100 people in there, and you can sit down at a table and have a conversation,
and everyone, you're fine.
Yeah, you can chat at the bar. You don't have to elbow your way to the bar. Like, nightclubs in real life. It's well lit. Yeah, that's true.
It's packed, but like aesthetically packed, where no one's blocking a direction to anywhere.
Yeah,
in nightclub in real life, you try and walk from one side to the other, you're getting elbowed in the face at least 3 times.
True. You try and talk to your friend from across the table, and all you get back is them mouthing what, because you can't hear them shouting what at you, even though they're shouting at the top of their voice.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's not important.
What's important is don't go around a nightclub dance floor serially dancing aggressively on women who clearly don't want you to dance on them.
Yeah.
Because that's what Jack Black and his friend did to the start of this movie.
That's bad.
It's picking people up at the nightclub is a weird thing to me. As someone who's never aggressively tried that, it's just like you have to here's the procedure from what I understand of it, is you have to like go onto the dance floor, you have to be dancing. You have to like see someone that you want to approach.
Well, it varies depending on whether you're the receptor or the receiver of the next move.
Yeah, this is assuming that you are the one who's actively you're initiating it. You have to see someone that you want to see. You have to garner their attention non-verbally. You have to somehow get signals to them your interest non-verbally. You have to receive signals back from them non-verbally. You then start dancing together, and then you still just don't speak, and then you don't speak to them until you're like outside.
Yeah. Simple.
And then you, I assume, go back to one of your houses, have sex, and never talk to each other again.
Yeah, I'm that bit's fine.
We keep that bit. It's confusing.
It's just a weird thing to be like, yeah, I'm gonna go to. This is how I'm gonna try and pick people up. I'm gonna try and pick people up without talking to them. I just feel like there's probably better ways.
Yeah, I feel like there is. Yeah.
Yeah, I can say with my wide experience of picking people up, but there's definitely about
it's all about the squat.
Like, I was gonna say lift with your knees, not your back.
Use your legs. It's the fire.
You'll end up with a spine tail. So you don't want that.
That was the thing. So like the overall message of the movie is it's about actually
your looks don't matter. It's what's inside that counts.
Yeah, it's about not being superficial and being shallow.
But then
but almost every character in the movie spends the whole movie being shallow.
Yeah, but then like how it betrays the people who are so called Uggos and have nice personalities. I'm just presuming everyone who's an Uggo is going to have a nice personality because that's what they have to be, and whoever's attractive will not have a good personality apart from his neighbor, who is, well, actually, no, she should have been an Uggo because she was fucked up. Betrays them as like shit. Actual. It's like if the fucking witches, and it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's all. I mean, literally, the best friend character calls them undesirables in one conversation.
Yeah,
which is a loaded term.
Which is also was also the title of a BBC reality. Was it BBC? It was a British broadcasting reality show about people. No, Undateables, they called it, which is even worse.
It was
worse.
Undateables, yeah.
It's just like, how do you make that premise of a show and be like, look at these people. Like, the premise of that show was not to be like, spreading.
Let's help
like,
them get dated.
Yeah, it was definitely like, oh, let's make the general public laugh at these people while we force them to go on dates.
Yeah, and why would you ever agree to be on that?
Yeah. It's definitely a taken advantage of situation.
Absolutely. Well, like, I mean, that's reality TV in a nutshell.
It's like comparison body. Look how freakish my face looks. Yeah.
The weird thing about comparison body though, is that those people signed up.
Yeah.
Yeah, they want people to
for the surgery for them? Or is it like, you know, like
maybe, because that would be
that's
pull.
How they get them. Yeah. Okay, yeah. If you come on, we'll pay you for surgery.
Show your weird foreskin or whatever.
So many people
and you know
on
what?
The show.
I think you'd be a lot more comfortable. Obviously, them paying for your surgery is great, but I think you'd be a lot more comfortable showing something, you know, considered weird about your body if you knew that shortly afterwards it wouldn't be that way anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah, I showed the world, but it's literally not like that anymore. A day later, who gives a shit?
I just always thought it was strange about that show where, like, most of them would come on and be like, oh, and they'd be, the doctor would be like, oh, how come you haven't gotten this scene before? And they'd be like, oh, I'm just too embarrassed to go to the doctor. It's like, yeah, but you're on TV. You're showing it on TV.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Some of his priorities don't make any fucking sense.
Yeah.
No. What did you think? If you saw this, you know, cast you back, your mind back to 2001, you are your age now, you see Jack Black for the first time on the big screen. Do you think you're like, oh, maybe I'd like to see him in other things? He seems like a good talented actor, or would you be like, oh, this guy's a dud?
I don't think he was a dud. Yeah, I don't know that I would be clamoring to see him in anything else. And this is coming from someone who clearly now knows that Jack Black is a powerful force in the industry. Like, he's an incredible, comedic actor. But just from watching this, I don't know that I'd be like, if I saw him something else, I'd be like, oh, it's that guy. I wouldn't be like, it's that guy, you know?
Yeah, I don't think you really get, if this was the first thing you'd ever seen Jack Black in, I don't think you'd really get why Jack Black is such a, you know, an awesome person from this movie, because, like, he doesn't really show off anything he's particularly good at.
Yeah.
Which is, he's good at a lot of stuff.
He just gave a solid performance, but he didn't give off the Jack Black performance we know.
He gave, like, a good standard performance of, like, a normal guy. Which is fine, but like that's not what he does. It's not what he's good at.
Yeah,
he was good at being a good guy. You know, at the times of it, he was a good guy.
Yeah, I thought that really shone through, and I thought like the scene right near the end where he talks to the kid and he can see that she's burned for the first time and all that. I thought in that scene, I was like, I can see why they cast him in School of Rock from this scene.
That was actually a great scene.
This is perfect.
Oh yeah.
He's good. He's really good at this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, does it make more sense if I say that the studio, so the writers wanted Jack Black for this, the Frullies. The studio wanted Owen Wilson.
Although it would fit him so much better.
I think Owen Wilson, like, no offense to Jack Black in this role, I think he did well with what he had, but I do think that this is definitely an Owen Wilson role.
Yeah, this was almost perfectly written for Owen Wilson, I think.
Yeah. I think he can play the shallow character better.
I have a hard time
seeing Jack Black as a bad guy.
Yeah.
But maybe is that just preconception though?
Probably.
I think he just has the energy of a stand-up guy, you know?
I can just kind of tell he's nice from the way he carries himself, which you don't get from a lot of people.
Which I guess is, like, the character of Hal is supposed to be a nice guy who just has superficial tendencies.
Yeah, but his actions tell me
What a weird beginning. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Oh, it was such a strange cold open to the movie,
wasn't
it?
It's showing, like, he lost his dad when he was younger, and then, like, it was like, oh, the doctor was like, oh, he's going to go in a few minutes. No, not a few minutes, but, like, not long. And then, like, he's heavily sedated. He's like, I wouldn't let your son in there. And then she just lets the son go in there by himself. It's like, do you not want to say goodbye either, the mum? And, like...
Yeah, I was totally on board with the mum until that point. She was like, yeah, I want my son to see his dad before. I was like, yeah, that's your choice. You can do that. And then she sent him alone, and I was like, what? Why aren't you in here as well? Hold on. Yeah, and then... Go on, Will, about the weird stuff. What weird stuff did he say?
He said... Because isn't he a priest? Not a priest. He was a
reverend.
Reverend.
And then, like, he just said some weird comments about how... Which is supposedly how he... Like, affected how he... perceived women in the future. It's like, what the fuck is... What?
It is a very weird plot point. To be fair, I think if you were, like, 10 and your dad died in front of you, I think whatever he said just before he died would probably leave an impression. But it is weird how it, like, completely brainwashes him.
Molly Shannon was the mum. I feel like I've seen her in other stuff before.
Oh, for sure, definitely.
She's been in many things.
You know, it was a weird scene in this movie. I don't know if they were trying to make a joke or what it was, but, like, at one point, like, when Hal is convincing Mauricio that Mauricio is a catch, which he's not.
He's an awful person.
He's a freak.
And his hairline is whack.
They mentioned his salary. And they say, like, oh, you earn, what, like, 27, 28 grand a year? And he's like, oh, 29.5. I don't get what they were trying to say with that, because it doesn't come across as it doesn't come across as the amount they'd use for a joke, but it doesn't come across as the amount they would use for someone being genuine either.
Yeah, I wasn't really... I got a real weird vibe from that scene as well.
Yeah.
What was minimum wage in 2001 in the US? Let me find out.
I think it was like $40,000 household income, so, like, maybe that was just below average annual salary.
US minimum wage was $5.15 an hour. That's not very much. In 2001, it was $5.15 an hour.
Well, I suppose if it's three times minimum wage, then I get that. But
so was he earning 29,000, or was he earning 295,000?
29,500.
Okay, that's not a lot for America.
But in 2001, it was more.
In 2001, minimum wage, if you worked 40 hours a week, 50 weeks a year, minimum wage in 2005 would be 10 grand a year.
Christ.
What?
But to be fair, America has fucked up minimum wage laws. Yeah. So.
American minimum wage is whack as fuck.
It's fucked. That country is fucked.
Yeah, a useful figure to remember is if you're on 10 quid an hour and you work 40 hours a week, 50 weeks a year, you make 20 grand a year.
Yeah.
This is the economics part of the episode. Yeah.
Oh, we actually brought in the Office of National Statistics to help us with this.
I thought you hated them, Joel.
Yeah. Ah, I do. I just brought them in because of the noxious fumes that are surrounding the office.
All the
Have they lived? They're not accustomed to it like you are. Are they doing over there?
Yeah.
All right, Joel's good tonight. Good, because we don't feed him normally, so.
This was, like, a big success, really, I think. Like, from box office-wise, because it had a...
How much did it make?
Well, it wasn't a giant success. Well, it had 40 million production, and then it made 141 million, overall.
I mean, that's
good.
A success.
That's
pretty
good, yeah.
Even if they double it with marketing, that's still a 60 mil.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty good.
To be fair, in 2000, I bet they didn't double it with marketing.
Yeah, I mean, you're probably right,
yeah. Possibly not, yeah.
It released on the same weekend of Monsters, Inc.
Oh, well, that's a hard L.
Well, it's different demographics.
But no, it came in second behind it, but, you know.
It's different Devil May Cry.
I didn't expect it to. I wouldn't expect it to beat it, but yeah.
If this had beat Monsters Inc. at the box office, I would be so depressed. But what the hell, people? What are you watching?
This ain't right. Oh, hi, Charlie. What did you? Who let you in? Right.
Who let you in?
All right. Okay. You're just walking out. Okay. See you later, Charlie. Okay.
Nice. I'm glad that, you know, Twilight was a hellscape, but I'm glad Charlie just stops by the office now every now and again.
Yeah, yeah. He's just helping himself to the coffee machine.
Yeah, I keep it stocked just for him. I don't drink coffee.
Yeah, I keep making him wooden steaks to just take out.
Yeah.
He goes through them quite quick. Since, you know, we told him about the whole vampire thing, he's been hoarding those.
Yeah. That was so fucked in those films.
I keep telling him that the steak won't work on him.
Did he find out the full truth? I don't think he did, did he?
No, he never finds out.
That's so fucked up. Criminal.
He finds out. No, he does, doesn't he? Because he finds out about the werewolves.
He finds out about the werewolves, but not the vampires, right?
I don't know. I feel like
that a thing? Like, you know, he never found out about the vampires, just the werewolves?
I think he never knew the full truth. That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
God. I wasn't right.
Wow. Let's do more podcasts about the Twilight movies.
Well, I don't really know. Maybe when they are they redoing Twilight in as a TV show?
Oh, we're not gonna watch
Christ.
It.
I hope not.
Oh, yeah,
Dwayne did a TV show. We never did that.
Yeah. So we're not watching the Twilight TV show. I'm saying.
I mean,
right now.
Jack Black's also done a couple TV shows.
Yeah, we didn't watch those.
I'm finding it hard to gauge because I'm not familiar with Jack Black's career that much. Like, what point in his career is this? What like?
It's definitely still early. Like he's a guy in Hollywood at this point, but so obviously he took off musically before he took off as an actor.
Yeah. He took off as Tenacious D first.
Yeah. So he has his band Tenacious D, which
was founded in 1994.
That's right. And also has an MTV TV show in the '90s that I think runs for two seasons.
Yeah, it's called Tenacious D, isn't it?
Yeah. He's like picking up little roles here and there. His big break. His like main role in a movie was High Fidelity in 2000, and then this is his first leading role.
Yeah, and then the next one is, I think, also a pretty big one for him, right?
I'm not sure what the next
one
is.
Orange County.
Orange County. Yeah. Who else is in that? Is like Johnny Depp or someone?
Colin Hanks.
I don't remember.
Colin Hanks. Yeah, he's a big name.
Well, that's almost Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Mike White. What a stupid name.
I was about to say your name. Response, but I don't want to dox you.
Funnily enough, this is what the second movie we've seen where Kyle Gass plays a small role in it.
Yeah. I mean, if I was in a two person band and I started appearing in movies, I would have it contractually obligated that if my friend wants a cameo, he gets one.
Yeah, that's true.
By the way, have you noticed that Kyle Gass's picture on IMDb is him looking completely stern with like a crown on his head?
That's a very Kyle Gass thing to do.
It's wonderful.
Oh, Mike White is the guy who's in School of Rock as well.
Oh,
he's the real Ned Schneebly.
Oh. He was in The White Lotus. None of us have seen that.
No.
Nope.
Apparently it's good.
It's,
yeah, probably it's very good.
It's getting pretty late in the episode. Should we score this?
No, we've barely talked about the movie.
yeah, it's true. That's what we're worried about.
So what we've all been waiting for is talk about the we saw
how
the movie.
How rocking was Jack?
How
high
can Jack Black go?
How rocking was Jables?
How rocking was Jables? What are you on? Smoking the fumes.
What?
I wouldn't get an open flame around these fumes.
How do you cook your meals?
That's a thing! That woman had a fucking cigarette in a gas station! What's she doing?
Twice. That was pretty crazy. Disgusting.
I was like, oh my god. I was like, a sink could feel like, oh my god, it's going to be like a horrific explosion.
That would have been a great way to kickstart the movie.
Oh, I was like, oh my god. Well, it was like halfway through, I was like, oh my god, it's going to be like a traumatic burn.
How volatile are petrol fumes? Like, in open air,
it's pretty bad.
If I smoke in a petrol station, how likely is it that I blow up? I feel like it's got to be like less than you think, right?
If no one's done anything wrong and there's no faults on the machines, you're almost guaranteed not to blow up. But if there's any faults and you smoke that cigarette, you could take the whole thing up pretty easily.
Yeah.
Fair like, enough. I won't do it.
If someone left their fuel cap open and it didn't close properly while they're going to pay and you smoke, you'll blow the whole place up.
No. I'll refrain from doing that.
You don't smoke.
I don't smoke, it's true, yeah.
Well, why you started at a petrol station?
Just seemed like the place.
When in Rome.
It's where all the cool kids hang out.
That's where all the combustibles live.
Yeah. So how high?
How rocky was Jables?
He was very low. Very low.
Yeah, not rocky. A lot of music. He dances a bit, but that's about it.
Okay. He dances pretty good. That's about as rocky as it gets.
I can't give it a zero because he does dance.
His dancing the second time more than like the first time he dances.
It's consensual the second time.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah. I'm gonna give him a two.
Two.
His dance is pretty good.
I said 1.5.
Oh, that's fair.
Oh my god.
I don't think dancing really counts as being musical. So.
What are you on about, mate?
It can't. It's like it gets you. You know, you get a little bit of points. You
can't dance without music.
That's true. I mean, you can. Yeah. If you're confident.
It's
going
to be shit, innit?
No, if you're a freak.
Dancing isn't musical, this guy.
Everyone's been waiting for the edge of their seats whilst they listen to this pod. What are we rating this movie? Any initial thoughts?
It's a pretty tricky one to rate because, like, I don't know why exactly, but I find it hard to pin down how much I like it. Like, a lot of it is very bland.
I know,
some
I fully agree.
Some parts are pretty good, some parts is very problematic. It's a very mixed bag, and I don't
know... I feel like it could be a better movie. Like, with its, like, if you just did it... if you edited it differently, certain storylines were in. If you got rid of fat jokes, I would have enjoyed it more.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Then you'd have to put in some other jokes, because it needs to...
Yeah.
If you took out like the cringe gross humor and put in good jokes, this could be like a genuinely really good movie.
Yeah.
What was the deal? What a weird direction the movie took when they met and she was like looking at a clothes store and they're like, "Oh, are you gonna go parachuting or something?" It's like, why did it have to immediately go into like he's just confused, and she doesn't understand why he's saying these things instead of just being like it could have in like they didn't approach that subject at first until it got later in
the
relationship.
The dissonance was so awkward from the get-go. It was just like uncomfortable, visceral for me in my chair watching it.
I think it's weird that she gives him the time of day after that. Like,
yeah
if someone said that to me, I would not talk to them again. And then she even gets given... You'd be like, oh, well, she's just like humouring him, or like she's kind of scared to break up the conversation or whatever. I'm just being nice. But like, she literally gets given an out where the guy walks up behind her and is like, hey, this guy bothering you? She could very easily just be like, yes, at that point, and just end it. And I would have done that.
Also, I just didn't like how like it assumed that people who are perceived unattractive in this film... I just as soon as any woman would approach them, I'm just desperate for like any kind of relationship.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, it really did.
It just because like it's like as soon as he saw them as in his eye attractive, it was like, oh, you can have anyone you want. So it's like, oh, so as soon as you give an quote unquote unattractive person any ounce of attention, they definitely will grab for it. Like,
yeah,
it was pretty fucked up. Mm. You know what? With all of the problematic shit, especially with that, I'm giving this movie a 4.
I'm giving it a 4.5. There was actually some heart to the film, which I enjoyed.
There was some, but I was so uncomfortable so much of time.
It hasn't been this long since... I don't think it's been ever we've watched a movie and I've had to just stand in the corner of my room whilst the certain scene is playing.
I don't think I've been this close to just not finishing a movie. In our whole time. I really considered just stopping. Well, that was for a very different reason.
I think if
this was out of like uncomfortable. South on Tales is out of I was going insane.
I think if you took out the fat jokes, if you took out the more problematic jokes, I could give this like a 6.5 or a 7 even. Like on a really good day, like depending on what they replaced it with. Maybe even higher if they really did a lot of changes. But given that those are in there, and given the part given the fact that some of these, like the fact that the other jokes in the movie also just weren't that funny, like they were either bad or just not very good. I think I have to also say 4.5. I wanted to give it between 5 and 6, as it stands, the way it actually is. But I just feel like I can't.
It was an unfortunate amount of wasted potential.
Yeah. I was kind of, initially I was like, maybe this could be a 6, but then it's like, there's too many problematic parts.
Oh, by the way, I just remembered something pretty bad in the movie. So you know when he first gets the spell lifted from him or whatever? There's some pretty interesting implications about the transsexual woman that you see.
Yeah.
And by interesting, I mean bigoted and offensive.
Yeah, that's not good.
I just remembered that, and I felt that it would be a disservice not to mention it on the episode.
No, yeah, it's definitely worth mentioning. Mm. This has been the Jack track.
What a note to end on, sorry.
No, it's important. It's important. Where can you find... We do have an email now. I'm going to say...
Have we had any yet, Will? I'm primed to respond. I'm telling you, I'll respond. The first person to email, at least, I will respond to you. I don't know what I'll say.
I love the idea of... responding to it. Like, we get a Dwayne Twain email, and we just upload, like, a 2-second pod thing of you responding. Like a minute long. You just respond.
I would genuinely... Like, I'll be complete... veil down here. I don't really care about if a lot of people watch this. I just have fun making it. But for some reason, the idea of just talking to some random person I've never met before through one email is really amusing to me. So I kind of want to do it. So someone please email so I can talk to you.
Yeah.
I'll just send you one email in response. You don't need one.
So the Jack Track pod at gmail.com is, you can email that for our pod. We do have the Dwayne Twain show.
The Dwayne Twain.
I shouldn't be like, I didn't know why that came out so weird, because I put my finger under my nose. So then it just came in.
Plural trip, don't do that while you're speaking. Yeah.
The Dwayne Train Show, you can find out on all good podcasting networks, unless we just isn't on that one. Not saying it's bad podcasting, you know.
That means it's a bad one.
No. we're on Facebook, Where's Studio Podcast, and TikTok, the Dwayne Twain, and. The YouTube Well Studio Podcast. Mm-hmm. Some clips and short things.
Follow me on Letterboxd.
Oh, you've got Letterboxd?
Yeah, at Games Likes Film. Oh. I'll be reviewing every movie I ever watch from now on. So,
So if you want, Jesus. If you want some more reviews of Joel's, check him out on Letterboxd. Joel. Did you light for that cigarette?
Oh yeah, but well, I don't need to light it yet because I'm on my way to the petrol station. So
you're right.
Yeah. You know what? That actually is probably a safer place to light.
Throw the lighter to me, and I'll see if I can light it in midair.
Or deal it, yeah.
I'll light the cigarette. You just throw down the lighter lit down the shaft.
Oh, by the way, Joel, small complication. I know I normally let you out the basement and unlock it, but I think the guy with the star nose mask stole the key when I moved floors.
Oh, so I guess if I were to ask you, where can we find me this week?
It would be in the basement because right. I can't let you out. I say I think he stole it. I saw him take it, and I didn't really stop. I was looking at the mask.
And he asked you, is there a spare? And you said, yeah, and then you took the spare.
And gave it to him as well.
He took the spare. And I was like, well, at least I still got the blueprints. And then he took those.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
That's unfortunate, realistically.
All right. Rate is 5 stars.
Woo.
Woo-woo.
Woo-woo.
That was a shit show.